T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Pitching coach Tommy Hottovy of the Cubs wearing the blue pullover.
Tommy Hottovy, pitching coach for the Chicago Cubs.
You're transitioning from being a player to kind of getting into baseball. You take an online class, was it, at Boston U? Sabermetrics 101?
Yeah.
I was a finance major in college, and I had an economics minor. A lot of it was to, I'm going to refresh all my econ knowledge, and I'm going to do it in a baseball course. It's like one of the best things ever.
Tommy Hottovy is just one big idea constantly. This guy is going to be one of the best pitching coaches in baseball, recognized as such very shortly.
Tommy Hottovy, breaking down the starting rotation and bullpen on the north side with Mully and Hall.
I'm here for one reason. I want to help these guys get better, and we want to win baseball games.
Tommy Hottovy on 670 The Score.
Tommy! Mully and Hall, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. Always a joy to talk to Tommy Hottovy. He joins us on the St. Charles Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram Hotline, home of the real deal. Good morning, Tommy. How are you?
Morning, Tommy.
Hey, guys. Good morning. Thanks for having me again.
Well, we appreciate talking to you. And I got to tell you, I guess now you're spoiled for choice after all the issues with the bullpen and everybody going down and everybody getting hurt. It seems like You got numbers, you got a lot of players, you got a lot of options. How different is that?
It's been a grind for a lot of these guys, just getting back and getting healthy, and honestly having so many guys step up along the way too. You know, having a Rowan Wick really step up and take over a lot of some late inning roles for us, and guys just continuing to work and get better. And it's fun too. We got such a good group of guys, and they work hard together. They have fun together. So now that we have a few more guys back, it just really, makes that last part of the game, enjoyable. We get to put some of these guys in some big spots and can continue to rely on different guys and not have to put the same two or three in every single night.
Tommy, so much of your job involves dealing with the psyche and confidence and keeping these guys mentally sharp and upbeat. Take yourself back a week. I mean, this has been a difficult week, I can imagine. Back-to-back walk-off losses, especially the Bryce Harper walk-off grand slam, which had to be as difficult of a loss as the Cubs have encountered and endured this year. How do you deal with your pitching staff after those losses, and how do you account for the resilience since then?
You know, the big thing we have to remind our guys is just we have to take it one day at a time, and we have to just remember just to execute our pitches. And once we do that, whatever happens, it's out of our control. If, the Harper walk-off, a lot of that was, a few ground balls that just found holes. It could have easily been balls hit right at guys and grounders, and we got some weak contact, and then Harper put a good swing on one ball. It's not like they, they were hitting doubles in the gap the whole time and kind of chipping away at that lead. It was a lot of just soft contact, and then Harper got a good piece for one. So, one thing, I know it's all these cliches and stuff in baseball, but we have to just remind ourselves to take care of what we can control. And what we control is how we attack and how we use our pitches and how we execute. And then the ball is put in play, and a lot of that stuff's out of our control after that point. So, again, just to remind ourselves, in baseball, it's different than a lot of other sports. We are fortunate to play this game every single day, so we have opportunities every single day to, make up for things that aren't going right or continue, things that are going well. And that's something we try to focus on and we preach with the guys in the pen and in our rotation.
Tommy, read the story about Cole Hamels' mechanics and the idea of him moving ever so slightly on the rubber, and you do that a couple times, and next thing you know, you've moved an inch or two, and that's kind of what you guys figured out with him. Is it always that obvious, and how easy is it to figure that out? How much breakdown of tape do you have to do to find that happening?
No, it's not always that obvious. And a lot of times, too, there are other things going on, other triggers that we're kind of seeing as a group, whether it's between Mike Brazello or Brad Mills, or Lester Strode and I. We're all looking at different angles. So sometimes it's something that, Mike Borzello is seeing from the catching side. Sometimes it's something Brad Mills is seeing more on the video or something that we're seeing live. With the case of Cole, I think there were so many things he was feeling mechanically that just were a tick off, right? And so we're trying to find what those things are. We're watching a ton of video. We're looking at data and everything. And then what it boils down to was just the fact that he had moved a little bit on the rubber. And all the little things that we wanted to try to clean up mechanically could very well just clean themselves up if you just moved a little bit on the rubber back to where he kind of normally was. And these guys are good athletes. They're good, they're good body control. They have a good idea what they're doing. So, just the thought process of moving him just a tick on the rubber, get him more in line with the plate and allowing his natural athleticism to stay over the rubber, stay kind of tall and stacked and then drive to the plate. Hopefully we'll start to see these things, iron themselves out. And last night was a gutsy performance for him. He, admitted he's still searching, but man, made some big pitches when he needed to. And it's a step in the right direction. And we're going to keep grinding. We're going to keep working. And he's a professional, and he's going to keep coming to the field every day trying to get better.
And last night, Craig Kimbrough also took a step in the right direction. Tommy, a 1-2-3 inning, 14 pitches. I'm one of those guys that probably sees what he wants to see when it comes to Kimbrough. I think that, I expected a lot. And so maybe after an outing like last night, you maybe overstate the importance of it. But in terms of command, he hasn't always been there. And he's been more inconsistent than consistent since he joined the Cubs. Where is he in terms of command? And how far does he have to go to get to the point where you're happy?
Well, for us, we talk command of the baseball, versus control. I mean, he's a guy that's going to be around the strike zone. He may not every heater that he wants to throw, or he may pull a breaking ball like he did the other night in Williamsport. But for the most part, he's got a good feel for where the ball is going and what he was trying to do with it. He can elevate with some of the best, and obviously his fastball plays up in the strike zone, and it'll ride. But really, he, along with everybody else, is constantly working on doing mound work, working on his mechanics, just trying to clean up some things as well, coming back from his little injury and doing different things to kind of help him, stay in line and stay directed toward the target. You'll see him, do a couple where he'll lift and kind of look straight at third base and then pick up the target late. You'll see another one where he kind of looks down and picks up the target early. A lot of that is to just kind of try a couple different things and to stay in line and stay directed and stay focused. He's such a good professional. He's been doing this a long time too, and he knows those nights when his stuff is playing and he can let it eat and he doesn't really need to worry about commanding the baseball that much. But then there's the other nights he knows he's got to lock it in and make sure he gets the spot to the right guys, and he's getting better every time out.
It's frustrating sometimes to talk about guys that are missing, but Wilson Contreras, you need his bat in the lineup. Everybody's waiting on him to come back. But is there something that Jonathan LaCroix does that makes him valuable to you? I mean, the walk to strikeout ratio with Yu Darvish and Q in particular has been pretty astounding. Is he part of that mix? Is there any thought of with you in particular, it seems like he doesn't like a guy that is very active back there, and certainly we know that that Wilson is. Will LaCroix stay with him? Are you liking that combination?
Well, Darvish and LaCroix has done a great job since he's been here. He's a veteran catcher. He's a guy that we've known, we've seen in our division for years. He's a name. He's a guy that's been around. He's caught a lot of different pitchers. He brings that veteran presence with him. But I think what also gets overlooked a little bit is Victor Caratini. And Caratini has done a tremendous job stepping in into more of an everyday role as well and splitting that time with LaCroix. And he's been kind of Darvish's main catcher through this whole run. And both of those guys bring a calming presence. Yeah, we all know Wilson. He's such an animated player. He loves to play the game. He's infectious. He is more animated in movement behind the plate, but not to a fault and to where our pitchers don't like it. He's just very emotional, and we love having him, and we can't wait to get him back. But the way these two guys have played and performed, not only what everybody sees, at the plate, what guys see, they see the framing numbers, all that, but what people don't get to see is the behind the scenes, the engagement between innings, the pregame work they put in to get locked in on the scouting report for that night, what our game plan is going to be, how we're going to attack certain hitters. What they do and the amount of work they put in is amazing, and I really, really credit those two guys for stepping up and really being an important factor in how our rotation and our bullpen has performed over the last few weeks.
Tommy, I haven't checked the tape, but I don't think you told us when we sat down at spring training that Rowan Wick was going to be as big of a part of your bullpen as he's become. And I even think he was surprised, and I think he said recently that had you told him that in March, he wouldn't have believed the kind of year that he's had. What has he done to put himself in the situation that he's in where you trust him in high-leverage situations?
Well, yeah, simply, he's just throwing strikes and attacked, He's got such great stuff. And for a guy who has former position player, has really a converted position player, a guy who hasn't pitched his whole career, really great arm, great athlete, physical guy, you kind of project all those things. And I think it's important to remember for a guy like him, he pitched in the big leagues a little bit last year with the Padres and got a taste of the big leagues. And sometimes when guys are trying to get there, Joe talks about a lot of times guys are trying to stay, they're just sort of taking that next step. Do I belong here? I'm here, I made it, now how do I fit in? I think he got a taste of the big leagues last year, and really it's pushed him to be better every single day since he's been here. Now he has always had a great arm, and we've seen it, but the fact that he's been able to spin the baseball more consistently, he worked on that curveball in spring training a lot, and he's continuing to work on the slider, cutter. That's going to be another important weapon for him as well. But in the meantime, he goes out there and competes, and he attacks, and it's fun to watch him when he gets out there. He's not afraid of anybody, takes the ball whenever you need it, and he comes right at guys. So it's been, he's been a huge part for us. Anytime you have guys go down, you're going to have some guys step up, and he's definitely one of those guys among a few others out there that have really done a great job for us.
Before we let you go, Tommy, Tyler Chatwood has been, I think, impressive this year because he's performed well and he's had long lapses between appearances. When he goes that long between outings, do you talk to him? How much do you have to worry about keeping reassuring him that, the next opportunity is coming, hang in there?
Yeah, we definitely do, and Tyler's a guy that's, he's ready every single day, and there will be a stretch when he doesn't. There's going to be times where we know we have to keep him for length, and there's going to be other games where we feel like, hey, we've got a loaded pen, we can use him in a more pointed spot and in a more specific role. But he's been great in everything we've asked him to do, and one thing, like I said, I preach, our guys have had such a good routine this year, especially the bullpen guys, about getting their work in pregame, getting mound work when they need to, and staying diligent about all the stuff that that they know they need to do to be sharp when their name is called. And for Chatwood, I think he's just been such a good so good in those roles just because of the work he's put in. He continues to stay ready and stay busy and stay mentally focused and prepared, and it's a credit to what these guys do. I mean, it's not easy. There's going to be stretches where you throw three or four games in a row, and man, you can't wait for that day off, and then next thing you know, you haven't pitched in eight. So it's the life of the bullpen, and he's really adapted to it, and the guys love him out there. It's a good group, like I said, and he continues to strive in all those opportunities we give him.
Tommy, thanks a ton. Great catching up with you. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Tommy.
Yeah, guys, thanks for having me. Have a great one.
That is Tommy Hotovy, the Cubs pitching coach.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.